And welcome to Rob Schmidt Tonight. Coming up in just a few minutes, an explosive update on the Biden whistleblower story, corruption allegations coming out of Ukraine. The details are astonishing. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. But we start tonight with a big scoop from Axios today, alleging former Fox host Tucker Carlson is out for revenge and is ready to torch Fox News. Fox is trying to dramatically diminish their former host, their former star, by keeping him on the sidelines for as long as possible, hoping that his audience will just forget about him, despite being one of the only reasons they watched Fox News. Right now, Fox continues to pay Tucker his $20 million annual salary, hoping to keep him on the beach, as they say, for as long as possible. Carlson is trying to wiggle out of that contract. From Axios, he's busy plotting a media empire of his own, but he needs Fox to let him out of his contract, which expires a long time from now, in January 2025, that is after the presidential election. The ousted host knows where a lot of bodies are buried, Axios reports, and is ready to start drawing a map. This according to a Carlson source who wasn't authorized to speak publicly on the matter. If these reports are true, this fight between Tucker and Fox is about to get very ugly. If Fox holds him under contract, forcing his silence for another 20 months, Tucker is threatening to divulge just how dirty and increasingly liberal America's number one conservative brand has become. On Friday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was here on Newsmax, responding to the ratings plummet and the story from over at Fox.
I think that the ratings decline was really, really significant. I mean, you understood Tucker's show would have less rating when he's not there, but it seemed like all the other shows happened. So whether that is going to mark a shift, a migration away, you know, that's something that could be very good. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of stuff out there now. It's very fragmented. But if you can hit a sweet medium there, there's a lot of people that are hunger for that type of access.
Chris Part, Fox continues pushing the idea they're not responsible for the damaging leaks about their former host, asking Dominion to investigate whether the leaks have been coming from their side. A source close to Tucker Carlson saying the former host is not buying that, saying the leaks are coming from Fox. And of course, these have been rather malicious in nature. As far as Tucker's next move, assuming he's able to skirt out of his contract, Axios reporting Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson had a conversation about working together. Both of them passionate about free speech, as we know. Also, Rumble and here at Newsmax offering Carlson more than he was making at Fox, being reported out there today. And our other big story tonight is Joe Biden thinking that he's going to run for re-election, but a new poll numbers would be a great reason for him to reconsider, perhaps. Biden's overall job approval rating standing at 36%, down from 42 in February, about the same as the previous low of 37% in a post-ABC poll conducted in early 22. 36% for Joe Biden. The disapproval standing at 56%, 47%, about half the country strongly disapproves of what this maniac is doing to this country. The media has done everything in its power to prop up this miserable presidency, but there is no spinning this story, as you can see here.
Only 36% of Americans approve of the president. Not only his career low, but numerically the lowest on record for any first-term president.
We've seen Donald Trump's numbers go up in the last couple of months across a range of polls, and most of the other candidates either going down or staying around the same record low approval rating for President Biden. It's actually 6 points down just since February.
This poll is just brutal for President Biden.
So ABC News, Washington Post polls, like you would expect, skew to the left. And this one has former President Trump leading Biden in a re-election matchup. Easily the most humiliating numbers Biden has seen in his entire career. Now, imagine how low they would be if the media had held Joe Biden accountable for the past 2 years for the chaos that he's created in your country, instead of just running cover and trying to force you to buy into the ideology that is destroying this country, which is what the media does every single day by gaslighting you on every story, making you think that the way you think is the problem, that open borders and drugs and chaos and crime, that's the way the country should be run. Imagine if the media reported his allegations of corruption instead of concealing them. Nobody has more regret right now than the Democrat National Committee. Just last week, the DNC announced there will be no debates. No debates for 2024. It's Biden or nothing. They put that out here, and then the first thing that they get in response is this astonishingly bad polling from ABC and the Washington Post. It is a massive miscalculation on their part. You wonder if they're going to try and flip this back around and try for somebody else or risk losing in 2024. And the truth is, with Biden, these numbers will likely only get worse.